Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This will clearly show that every relationship is different. It's Hot 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. Holly, what is the love test?
If you think that your partner is cheating on you and you have these suspicions but don't have any proof, we will try to help you out by basically giving them the love test, aka laying bait to see if they would indeed step out.
Amber, you are in a situation where you want to give your boyfriend the love test. Let's start from the beginning. Why do you want us to go down this route for you?
Okay, well, basically, my boyfriend and we have, I guess, what you'd call a very unconventional relationship. And after I heard you guys talk about the open relationships during the Hot and Trending in Tampa Bay the other day, mm-hmm. I just kind of felt like this was fate, and I had to call in and, like, figure out my situation. So here's the deal. My boyfriend and I, we've been together, like, 4 years. We've talked about getting married, but we decided to wait a little longer because for about a year, we decided to have an open relationship.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. So, but we've been very open. Like, we talk about everything. And basically, we met up with a college friend a few years ago. And after hearing about his open relationship with his boyfriend, like, my guy and I were like, I think maybe we want to try this. You know, like, we're young, we're sexual. Like, it sounded like a good idea.
Okay.
So, in theory, long story short, it didn't work out well. I got jealous.
Yeah.
He got jealous.
That's tough. Like, that's a tough one to pull off.
Yeah. Like, the thought of it was like, yeah, this will be great. And then real life kind of hit. So, we talked about it, and we did decide that, like, this wasn't for us. In the end, though, I did feel like it brought us closer after we talked everything through.
Okay.
Well, that's good. I mean, it sounds like y'all have open communication.
Yeah, that's one thing that we do. Like, or at least I thought we did. Over the past year of this pandemic, we just both handled it really differently. I've been, like, super, super cautious with, like, going out or doing things, and he hasn't. He's gone on, like, a couple boys' trips, and I don't really hear much about them afterwards. Like, he doesn't really talk about them, and that gets me wondering, because we have always been so open, and him shutting down kind of about this,
right?
I'm like, did he start dating other women?
Ooh.
Like,
so you're wondering he's getting back into the open relationship game while you're not.
Exactly. And, like, I can't talk to his friends because I know his friends would, like, protect him and back him up, and so now I'm just worried, like, oh, we opened this door and now he hasn't really closed it.
Oh, Pandora.
Wow.
That box.
Seriously. And I feel like there are so many issues here at play. It's like, how do you, it's like all of these things combining together makes you wonder.
Right. And the thing is, like, it could be nothing, but it's in your head now because of what in the past. Or it could be something and your gut instinct could be right. I don't, this is a tough one. Just tough.
All right. So you want us to sort of slide up in his DMs and sort of poke around and see if he actually is, you know, doing something behind your back on these boys' trips or just in general.
Yeah, I mean, if this is going to actually go to, like, a marriage place, like, I need to know really what's up.
Yeah.
Scott, I know that you just went on a boys' trip.
I did.
Are any of your friends in relationships?
Yes, actually, yeah.
Now, do you think, and this is super hypothetical, if something were to happen on one of these trips with one of your friends that's in a relationship, would you ever feel the duty to let the girlfriend of one of your friends know?
Oh, no. That is, it's all on them to bring it up. If anything was to happen, it's like, I'm not going to be the one to bring it up.
Yeah.
You got to bring it up with your boo.
That's awkward.
Because I was thinking if there is a way through one of his friends, possibly.
There's not, Miguel. Would you snitch on your friend?
No, I
wouldn't. To their partner if you're closer to your friend?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I'd feel really bad about it, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, you can't.
Nobody would. Yeah. Nobody okay. would. It just, you would maybe say something to your friend.
Yeah, right. Of course, right. But not to their partner. Absolutely right. not.
All right. Well, Amber, what we'll do is we will take the next few days and try to figure out a strategy on how we will slide up into your boyfriend's DMs and see what we can find, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
Absolutely. But I am curious, though, you know, talking about open relationships, and I'm curious about two things. Like, if you're in an open relationship, what are the rules of engagement?
Yeah, how does it work?
Yeah, and if you've been in Amber's situation where you tried it, but it didn't work, did it truly, like, was it done?
Or, was it open and then it was closed?
Right. Or did it stay open?
Someone leave the door. Someone leave the door open. Okay, wow. Sorry.
Open relationships because of Amber, who wants to give her boyfriend the love test.
Right. So they used to have an open relationship where they could both kind of do what they want. And then they realized there was jealousy involved on both parties, and they decided, we don't want this anymore. Now it's just the two of us, you know, exclusively. Except now, he's been sort of going on, like, guys trips or whatever.
Trips.
Yeah. And she's like, but I don't know. Like, are they boys trips?
Right.
What's happening on these boys trips? So opening the relationship for them opened Pandora's box for her, and she doesn't know if he's still adhering to the exclusivity rules.
Katie, we have put you in the Miguel and Holly witness program and changed your name. So you were in a thruple where it's three people together living in a monogamous relationship. What were the rules of that?
So it just took a lot of communication. You know, there were times where, let's say, if one person didn't want
to have some adult time.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Then the other people would be able to. The other two would be able to do that.
And
yeah. And so it just kind of took a lot of communication, a lot of open and honesty.
Katie,
and
can I ask
yes.
you, how did you all even enter into a thruple? Like, yeah. what led to it?
I was dating someone, and then my very good friend got out of a long-term relationship, and things just one thing led to another, and we had always had feelings for each other, and yeah, it just kind of ended up we all wanted to be together.
Now, is it still going on, or did it end?
It ended.
And how did that happen?
Yeah, why?
So my original partner and I, it didn't work out with us. So when that happened, then the girl partner and I kind of wanted to see where we were at, but we decided to just be friends. I don't talk to the male partner anymore, but the two of them still talk.
Interesting. Okay, Katie, thank you so much for the perspective.
No problem.
Holly, you're looking shocked.
No, I'm not shocked. It's just a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I just feel like the explanation was a lot because it is. Like when you decide to enter in a relationship that has to have so many, you know, various rules and boundaries and whatnot, it's like when you're playing a board game and the rule book is a book
right.
instead of like a one sheeter.
Right. Yeah. And you're like, whoa,
you're like, how do we... Give me a minute. I need to get my reading glasses on.
Stacey, we had put you in the Miguel and Holly Witness Protection Program. So was this an open relationship you were in?
Yeah, so I was married, and I say was, so I'm not anymore. But at the time, I thought we could spice up our love life by having threesomes. So not exclusive, like they weren't going to be an extra girlfriend. Or anything like that, but just extra fun. And at first it seemed all fun and games and like it spiced up our marriage. And I was like, okay, this is cool. Mm-hmm. But then it turned into my now ex-husband pursuing those individuals and additional individuals after I kind of opened that box. So I was of the type, I'm not judging, but you know, I'm of the type, I guess you consider me bisexual, but I couldn't do like, female full-time.
Right.
So I wasn't looking for other pursuits outside of, like, with my husband at the time. And then when I opened that door, I guess I shouldn't have been super shocked to see his true colors and be like, okay, well,
now, Stacey,
never mind.
I'm confused. So he was looking for other women.
He just kind of ran with it, it sounds like. He's like, you know, you had one, yeah, and then he was like, well, right, maybe just add another and another.
Right. He got super greedy and I got really offended because I'm like, okay, so I'm being like the cool wife. We were married. And I'm like, you know, I'm okay with this. So why are you being greedy? Because we can do this together, but now you're going to go seek other pursuits without me. And
right,
I wasn't doing that. And that's not cool.
He wasn't following the rules.
Right. Mm. So it sounds correct, sort of like with Amber's situation, her fear is that they opened up Pandora's box.
And he wasn't ready to shut it.
Right. And she was uncomfortable correct with it. And that's what happened, it sounds like, in your situation, Stacey.
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you so much for being open and honest. We appreciate your perspective.
No problem. Have a good morning, guys.
You too. I think it takes a lot of self-control.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like you're allowed to walk into that ball field,
mm-hmm,
but you can't live there. Like, right, you got to still, like, know when it's time. It's a lot. It's a lot of self-restraint that's required to have that relationship.
It'll be interesting to see what we find and if her worst fears happened.
Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.